Okay, well, let's all bow our heads now as we begin our service. Well, Father, we come before your throne again with praise and thanksgiving. Lord, we're so honored to be serving in your name. And we're all here for one purpose, and that is to lead others to you. And we pray, Jesus, that the word that our friend and brother in Christ, Dwight is going to give today will be one that will touch people's hearts. And I pray, God, that they will feel the drawing of the Holy Spirit saying, come, child, it's time. And that they will kneel before the throne and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I repent and I choose to follow you. Lord, that's our purpose. But Lord, we thank you again for the food and the clothes. Those are all nice giveaways that you provide, Lord. We just deliver what you provide. And we take no glory. We know it all comes from you. Once again, Lord, speak to hearts today that others will come to know you as their Lord and Savior. And we'll give you this day and all that's in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, Dwayne is going to come on up and he's going to sing a couple songs. I guess you can stay down there or come up here. This is Dwayne Cummings, and he's a good friend of ours. We've known him for many, many years. And he's got a word for you today, one he's been working on, and the Lord has given that to him. So we want you to listen to these songs as he sings them in hopes that you'll hear a message there that the Lord is speaking to your heart. Amen? There you go.
Thank you, Judy. Well, welcome. I'm glad to see you all here this morning. If you ever had that time in your life when you're anticipating something and you just know that something good is going to happen and all of a sudden something comes over you and you just feel so unworthy to be a part of it? Well, that's the way I feel right now. Because I know that God has showed up today. I know that the Holy Spirit is here in this place. And He's here because He wants to speak to you. He's got a word for you. And I need to acknowledge the fact that that word may not come from me today. That may come from somebody you talk to. Now, it may come to me because God has given me a word to speak. And I trust Him. And I trust that His words are true. I trust that His words are relevant for today. And I trust that each one of you are going to be open to whatever it is the Spirit has for you today. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I know what I want to talk about. I know the subject I'm going to speak. But I don't know every word that's going to come out of my mouth. I leave that up to the Holy Spirit. So this morning, as I sing, as I speak, just I'm praying that you'll come with your cup lifted up and ready to be filled by the Holy Spirit. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. Whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. I believe that this life with its great mysteries surely someday will come to an end. It will conquer the darkness and death, and will lead me to my friend. I believe that the Christ who was slain on that cross has the power to change lives today. Oh, for it changed me completely. A new life is mine. That is why by the cross I will stay. And I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. And I believe whatever the cause. And when time to believe in something we've never seen. We're called to trust that a man came here on earth to die and that our sins were taken away because of it, if we just believe. It's not an easy thing to do. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it, right? Let your sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. Fairest of 10,000, make me a reflection of your light. Day stars shine down on me, let your love shine through me in the night. Lord, I see a world that's dying. wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. Then I see you standing near me, Lord, shining with compassion in your eyes. And I pray, Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Oh, lead me, Lord, I'll follow. Take what's wrong and make it right. Day stars shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Day stars shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Faith. We're called to this life to live by faith. Not by sight, not by feelings, not because we can prove what it is we believe in, but by faith. Faith is a funny thing because either you have it or you don't. Either you believe it or you don't. There's no such thing as I have a little bit of faith, or I kind of believe this, or I might believe some of it, but not all of it. We're called to believe 100%. We're called to jump in with both feet and 100% submerge ourselves in the faith that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. That He came, that He lived like us, that He died like us, except He was perfect in every single way, so that there was a perfect sacrifice on the cross so we could be freed from our sins. None of us ever seen it happen, but we're called to believe that it happened. Hebrews chapter 11, if you'll do me a favor and stand with me, I would appreciate it as we read God's Word. I believe God's Word is something to be reverent with, and we need to hold it in our hearts and hold it dear, and we need to respect it when it's being read. Hebrews 11, starting at verse 1, says, "Now, faith is the assurance that what we hope for will come about, in the certainty that what we cannot see does exist. By faith, our ancestors won approval. By faith, we understand that time was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are invisible. By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain did, and by faith he was declared to be righteous, since God himself accepted his offerings, and by faith he continues to speak even though he's dead. By faith, Enoch was taken away without experiencing death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he won approval as one who pleased God. Now, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who diligently search him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, reverently prepared an ark to save his family, and by faith he condemned the world and inherited the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who also inherited the same promise, because he was waiting for the city with permanent foundations whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Sarah, even though she was old and barren, received the strength to conceive because she was convinced that the one who made the promise was faithful. Abraham was as good as dead, yet from this one man came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people died having faith. They did not receive the things that were promised, yet they saw them in the distant future and welcomed them, acknowledging that they were strangers and foreigners on earth. For people who say such things make it clear that they are looking for a country of their own. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that even though we may not be able to see what it is we believe in, we have the word of all those who went on before us who believed the very same thing and were rewarded for their beliefs. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone that stands here today will walk by faith, live by faith, believe by faith that you are God, the one and only true God, and that you're able to change their circumstances for the better, that you're able to change their lives and help them to turn from their sin and turn towards you. It's my prayer that each one that's standing here today would accept you as their Lord and Savior this very day. In Jesus' precious name I pray. All God's people said, amen and amen, and you can be seated. Thank you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And in other words, you believe in something that you cannot physically prove. As Christians, we believe that Jesus was born of a virgin. He grew into a man. He died on a cross and was raised from the dead in 3 days. We believe that because that's what's called on us to do. Because there's been others in the past who have believed the same thing, and we can see their lives and see how immensely their lives were changed for the better. And so we believe that because someone else believed in it and it looked as though it worked for them, that it works for us. We also believe that it's true because there's a Holy Spirit that lives in us and with us when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, and He administers witness to our soul and our spirits and tells us that it's true. But there's no way to go back. There's no way to go back in time and see that it actually happened. There's no way to see the soldiers that arrested Jesus in the garden. There's no way to see all the trials that happened where Jesus was whipped and flogged and mocked and beaten and was found guilty for a crime that he had never committed. There's no way to watch the gentle spirit, the gentle baby that was born in that manger grow up into a man who wasn't always so gentle, because when he seen sin, it made him angry.
and he confronted sin head on. He didn't run from it. He didn't try to accept it as what, for what it was. He didn't try to accept those who lived their life full of sin. What he did is accepted the people, but he hated the sin, and he confronted them on it, and he said, look, your sin is going to send you to hell unless you believe in me. And I'm here to tell you this morning that your sin that you commit day after day, if you don't give those sins to Jesus Christ, if you don't kneel down at an altar prayer and say, God, I'm a sinner in need of your salvation, you're going to hell. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ, the living Savior of the world. He lives today. He died on a cross, but he was raised up in 3 days so that we could have victory over the grave. Because Jesus arose, we will arise. We believe there's a God being. We believe God created the universe and everything in it, including ourselves. If you need something simpler, every day when we wake up, we flip on the light switch. We believe that the light's going to turn on. We have faith that when we hit that switch, the light's going to come on. We have faith that when we turn that knob on the faucet, that water's going to come out of it. We don't think about it. We don't pray every day when we get up, oh Lord, please let this light turn on when I flip the switch. No, we just have faith that it's going to happen. Because we've seen it happen time and time and time again. Second Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. This is easy to believe in something we can see. It's easy to believe that it's cold outside. It's easy to believe that there's a lot of snow out there. It's easy to believe that I'm standing here in front of you talking to you because you can see that. There's no stretch. You don't have to have an imagination to know that that's true. But do something with me. If you would, just humor me a little bit here today. And just close your eyes. Right here where you sit, just close your eyes for just a moment. Now, with your eyes closed, you can't see that anybody's here. You can open your eyes. When nobody was speaking, when there was no noise and it was dark, you had no idea if someone was standing here, if someone was sitting beside you, but you believed it to be true. That's faith. That's having faith that something exists that you can't see. That's what faith is. But along with faith, there are some things that hinder that. And one of them is feelings. Feelings is the complete opposite of faith. Feelings work against faith. Feelings are what we have at any given moment that is directly correlated with the circumstances that we're in at that time. You see, when we go through a certain circumstance, whatever it may be, if it's a bad circumstance, we suddenly find ourselves feeling bad. We find ourselves feeling like maybe we're alone in this world, that maybe there's nobody out there that's experiencing the same bad things that we're experiencing. And we feel alone, we feel defeated, we feel like there's nothing we can do to get us out of that and beyond that feeling of feeling bad and getting to a place where things are better. But when we are in a circumstance that's good and we feel good and everything is nice and there's no problems, then it's not hard to feel good and it's not hard to have faith. See, our feelings will always lead us astray. Our feelings are directly related to whatever our circumstances are. But see, Jesus Christ is not bound by our circumstances. He's not bound by what we feel. He's not bound by where we're at in life because He's always good. He'll never leave us astray. He'll never send us down the wrong path. And it's why it's so important for us to walk by faith. and not by our feelings, not by our circumstances. Forget about what situation you're in right now. Give it to God. Let Him have it. Only He can take you to a better place. Only God can help you get out of where you're at and set you on a clear, clean path and send you to where He wants you to go. On your own, based on your feelings, you may be afraid. You may get afraid to do whatever it is that you have to do, whatever situation you may find yourself in. You know that's why we can't see into the future? Because if we could see the things that are going to happen to us, we would probably never want to get there. I know I've been in many situations in my own life that had I known they were going to happen before I got there, I'd never showed up. I'd have been missing in action, hiding somewhere in order not to go through this, whatever it is that I had to go through. But look, I know today, after the fact, that those things that happened to me, even though they may have been bad, even though they may have made me feel bad at the time, they've made me the person I am today. They've made me stronger. They've given me more faith. They've helped me to believe that it doesn't matter what I go through, God can get me through it. Listen, I know there are a lot of you out there today who think this guy is feeding me a line. I don't believe this to be true. But I'm telling you that there are a lot of people here in this room today who can testify to what I'm saying, who can testify that it doesn't matter how bad a situation can get, God can get you through it if you'll believe in Him. If you'll live for Jesus, He'll get you through. Don't be married to this world. Don't be married to what this world has to offer, because everything that the world has to offer is temporary. And one day it's all going to be gone. But the things of Christ live forever and all eternity. Only through Christ can we live in eternity with Him. Well, we're going to live for eternity somewhere. I promise you that. You're going to live somewhere, one of two places. You're going to live with God in heaven, or you're going to live without God in hell. But it's your choice. You can make that decision. Today, you can decide that you don't want to be separated from God for all eternity, that you want to live with God for all eternity. Today, you can decide that you want your circumstances to start looking up. Today, you can decide that your circumstances aren't going to define you, that what's going to define you is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I was talking to some woman here this morning and asked the question, who am I? Well, that depends. Because if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you're a child of God. You're a Christian. You're Christ-like. You're walking every day on a path chosen for you by God to get to the place that He wants you to go to become the person He wants you to be, to reach the people He wants you to reach. You notice none of those things that I said had anything to do with you. It's all about God. It's all about God. It's all about His Son, Jesus Christ. It's not about us. We're only here to do His work. Or you can be identified as a sinner that doesn't know Christ, who's walking on a path chosen by yourself, who is walking on a path headed to where you want to go, to people you want to meet, who you'll never do anything for significantly, because you're doing it for all the wrong reasons, for all the wrong purposes. Daniel in the Old Testament, when he was about to be thrown into the fire, into the furnace, for not bowing down to an earthly god, chose to serve God and not himself, and said, it doesn't matter if I burn to death,
in this furnace. I'll not bow down to an earthly god. But I know that even if I do burn up, God will be with me. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel went into the fire. And the soldiers looked in the fire, and all of a sudden, there was another man there. One they didn't put into the fire. And then they looked, and all of them were walking around, and not one of them was being burnt, not one of them was dying, and they couldn't figure out what was going on. And suddenly, somebody said, well, that's God. Their God is with them. And when they pulled him out of the fire, when they was ordered by the king to get him out of the furnace, they didn't even smell like smoke. Because God protected them. Because God kept them from burning up to prove that he was God. But see, they couldn't prove that God was going to walk into that furnace with them because he wasn't there with them physically, but they knew by faith, they believed God so much that they knew that no matter what was going to happen, no matter how hot the fire got, that God was going to be in that furnace with them. And he showed up because they had faith and they believed in something that they couldn't see at the time. Faith also brings us healing. And Hebrews 11:6 tells us it's impossible to please God without faith. You looking at my notes? My next point here says, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you, according to Matthew 17:20. Faith brings us closer to God. Faith brings us into a right relationship with God. Faith will change your circumstances. Faith will bring you into a relationship with Jesus Christ. Faith will cleanse you from your sins. Faith will take you from hell to heaven. Faith will take you from bad to good. Faith needs to be built. Faith needs to be worked out. Kind of like we work out in a gym to build up our muscles. We work our faith out in life to build up our faith, to build up our faith in God and who we know Him to be. And when our faith gets to that point where isn't involved with our circumstances, where our faith isn't bound by what we're going through at any particular time, that's when God shows up. That's when God acts out His promise to you that says He'll never leave you and He'll never forsake you. But without faith, you cannot please God. Without faith, you cannot have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Without faith, you're only walking alone by yourself. I'm going to sing another song here in a moment. And I want you to listen to these words because we all get to the place and time in our lives when it just seems like the circumstances are stacked up against us, when it just seems like what we're going through is too much for us to handle. And I know I told God more times that I can count, God, I need you more today than ever. But that's because every day I need Him more than the last. And I know that every day to come, I'll need Him more than I did today. But He's here. And He wants to meet with you. And He wants to do for you what He's done for so many in the past. And He's still doing for so many today. He wants to love you. He wants to pick you up. He wants to carry you. And He wants to take you through this life into eternity with Him. Today, if you'll recognize your need, if you'll recognize how lost you are, if you'll recognize that without Jesus, you're lost for eternity,
you'll recognize that, God, today I need you like never before.
I know I can do it.
Like never before, I need your Spirit. I need your power like never before. And I know I can make it if only you'll help me. Lord, I need you like never before. 'Cause this mountain's the highest one I've ever climbed. And this burden I carry, it's greater this time. And it seems I'm depending on you more and more. Lord, I need you like never. Never before, I smile though my heart breaks, and I try to hide it like never before. 'Cause I know there are others that carry heavy burdens, and Lord, they need me like never before. 'Cause this mountain's the highest one I've ever climbed. And this burden I carry, Lord, it's greater this time. And it seems I'm depending on you more and more. Lord, I need you like never before. And it seems I'm depending on you more and more. Lord, I need you like never. Jesus, I need you like never before. I can't do it without you. I don't want to walk this world alone. I want to walk with you. I want to be able to talk with you. I want to hear you speak to me on a daily basis and say, you belong to me. You're my child and I'm your God and I want to walk with you. Don't you want to hear that? Don't you want to know that the God who created the universe is walking with you every day? Don't you want to know that the God who created everything out of nothing is your friend? The God who put the stars in the sky and hung the moon and told the moon when to shine and told the sun when to shine and told the ocean it could only go so far. still has time while doing all those things to meet with you one-on-one and speak with you and speak to you by name. He loves us so much that He counted every hair on our head. He loves us so much that He wants to save us from certain death. He loves us so much that He didn't even offer that to His own Son. What we are offered today was never offered to Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ was the one to die for us because He was perfect in every way. He lived a life that was sinless. He lived a life that was devoted completely and wholly to the total will of God and not His own will. He lived a life that magnified His Father, God, so that He could die in our place, so that He could take our hell. God paid a price that we could never pay, and died a death that you don't have to as long as you believe in Him. All of us that are sitting in this room this morning deserve hell. We deserve to die without the presence of God in our life. We deserve to be punished for everything that we've done, all the sins that we've ever committed. But that price has already been paid. All you have to do is accept it. All you have to do is by faith say, Father, I believe that You died for me. I believe that You rose again. And I believe that if I live for You from now till the day I die, that I'll live forever in eternity with You in heaven. Without that, without saying those things, you're going to live in eternity separated from God. Listen, I just want you to know we've heard so many things about hell. We've heard that hell is awful. We've heard that it's hot. We've heard that we're going to burn. We've heard that it's just this horrible, horrible place where there's fire and brimstone and gnashing of teeth and demons that are going to torment us day and night. But I'm telling you that none of those things are the thing that makes hell horrible. What makes hell horrible is that God is not there. And that you'll be alone in darkness for all eternity. That's what makes hell, hell. So, if you'll just, for the next couple minutes, bow your head and close your eyes, and if you'll just believe that Jesus Christ loves you and wants you to be free from your sin, then I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer, and I'm going to pray it with you. And I want everybody in the room to pray it so that if there's someone who does need it and is afraid, that they can pray it and not feel like everyone's listening to them or watching them or judging them. So just pray this prayer with me. If you believe it with all your heart, there's a home waiting for you in heaven. Dear Jesus, I am a sinner in need of Your salvation. Father, I believe that You died on the cross. Father, I believe that on 3 days You rose again. Forgive me of my sins and become Lord of my life. Thank You for being my Savior. Thank You for taking my place on Calvary's mountain. Thank You for building my faith and building my life into something that can be worthy of You living in it. In Jesus' most precious and holy name I pray. Father, if there be anyone in this room who prayed that prayer tonight and is
has said it with all of their heart and all of their mind and all of their soul. If they believe what they prayed, Lord, today they're new creatures in Christ. Their old ways are gone and their new life is ahead of them. And in the name of Jesus, I pray that You'll seal the deal with the Holy Spirit living inside of them and witnessing to them each day, so that they are made aware every moment they are awake that the God of the universe is walking side by side with them. We love You and we thank You and we praise You and we ask for Your blessings on the rest of this day. For it's in Christ's most holy and precious name we pray. And all God's people said, Amen. You're dismissed.
Well, thank you for that wonderful message. Amen.